The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We are winning. That has become abundantly clear from a lot of the culture war wins that we've had over the last few years. However, I think the biggest sign that we're winning came from this week. Jimmy Kimmel just returned to a show this week, and he started it very differently than he starts most shows. Usually, Kimmel, if you don't watch a show, which you probably don't because he doesn't have a lot of viewers, Kimmel starts a show with a monologue, and that monologue is basically a string of slurs against MAGA and Trump. It's not funny. He doesn't even try comedy. He kind of just reports the news in a very biased and, you know, kind of frankly offensive way. This time was very different, however. He actually praised Erica Kirk for forgiving Charlie Kirk's killer and followed it with a Christian message. It's actually really good. Take a look.
A moment over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow. Yeah. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus as I do, there it was. That's it.
Okay, so let's get this out of the way first. Do I think that Jimmy Kimmel has had a change of heart? No, of course not. Obviously not. This was something that he had to do in order to get his show back. I think we've seen time and time again that Jimmy Kimmel does not have a lot of respect for Christians. He obviously has no respect for MAGA Republicans, and so I don't believe him. And again, I don't want to be too cynical, but at some point when someone does not actually give you loyalty or trust, you can't trust them, right? Over and over again, he says these horrible things, he reverses them. It's very clear that he's just doing this to get his show back because both ABC probably made him do it, and obviously he needs the viewers as well. Because even though, you know, most people who are watching him are leftists, I still think there were a lot of people that were offended by what he said about Charlie Kirk. The only way to get those people back is to apologize for it. I think that Jimmy Kimmel hates MAGA, just the same as always. As to whether or not Jimmy Kimmel is actually Christian or not, I don't really want to say. I think there's a lot of people who are saying that those are empty words and that he's not Christian. I'm not his judge. I can't say for certain. I'm never going to say someone doesn't believe in Christ because that's not my job. I don't want to discourage people from believing in Christ. Why would I do that? However, what I will say is that the things that he supports politically don't seem to align with the teachings of Christ. And I think that we can all look at that and judge for ourselves whether he is living a Christ-like life. So I think, you know, from my opinion, I find his words hollow. I find them empty. Jimmy Kimmel continued by issuing an official apology to MAGA and the Kirk family. Here's what that looked like.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear.
So I totally understand the tendency people have to being skeptical of this man's apologies. He's done it before. I don't think he's being genuine personally. However, that is actually not relevant to what is most important about this story. What matters the most right now is that we won and we are continuing to win. When leftists like Jimmy Kimmel go on live TV and say that he's sorry for saying bad things about conservatives and their family, when he goes on live TV to say that being Christ-like is a good thing, that is a win. And we should take it as a win. When you look at people and you don't take it as a win, you kind of just spoil it. You should take the win and keep going with it. Use that momentum to make other people do the same thing. It signals, I think, the massive cultural shift in America, because both on the conservative side, which is good, but the pro-Christian side, which frankly is even more important. I think we're seeing it right now. I think we were seeing it even before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. But with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, you are seeing massive, massive shifts in the pro-Christian direction, which is fantastic. I wasn't planning on talking about this originally, but it just kind of fits perfectly in with this. Today on the show, the day that it's being aired, September 24th, a very important day for me. 6 years ago, this is why it's important. 6 years ago, today, I became an ordained minister, received a ministerial license, and I became a missionary. So it was a big part of my Christian journey. I went to Mexico City literally on this day 6 years ago, did some training there. Then I went to rural Washington, where I served as a missionary for 2 years. That's where I was. And it was the most meaningful 2 years of my life, because when I say full time, I mean like every single minute of every day, I was either reading the scriptures, or I was out on the streets talking about Christ, or I was in church, or I was with young people trying to also convince them of the divinity of Christ, or I was baptizing people and helping them come to Christ that way. And that's why it was so meaningful. And so again, it's made me the God-fearing man I am today. And the reason why I bring it up is because I think that's the way our country could be headed. And not necessarily, it doesn't have to be headed that way. I hope it is. I think we could be headed towards a revival of our Christian roots only if we take these wins. Only if we force, I think, politically, people like Jimmy Kimmel to admit that being Christ-like is a good thing. Frankly, there's a lot of people online. This is the most disappointing thing. You have Jimmy Kimmel, who is a leftist, I believe, and he's on ABC, which is ruled by I'm not going to say the company name, but you know who it is, that does not have Christian ideals in its priority. In fact, they hate him. And you have him saying that being Christ-like, like Erica Kirk was by forgiving her husband's murderer, he's saying that's a good thing. And you have a lot of people who are saying they're Christians. Again, I'm not going to say whether they are or not. But you have people online saying that it was a bad thing that Erica Kirk forgave Charlie's murderer. Let's be very clear about this. Christ told us to forgive all men. Always. He forgave people who were repentant and who were not repentant in his life. That is something that happened. And so you don't want Jimmy Kimmel to become the person that is teaching us to be Christian. You need people who are on the right to actually continue those Christian roots that I'm talking about and escape the horrible secularism that seems to have really infiltrated society in a way that I just don't think existed before my mission started in 2019. I remember on my mission, one of the things is I didn't have the news. I didn't have, you don't spend time watching the news. You're just so focused on the work, essentially. I didn't watch YouTube. I didn't do things like that. I was working all the time, 16-hour days for 2 years straight, no vacations, no breaks. And what that allowed me to do was come home from my mission and realize the world changed, like a lot. Before my mission, this secularism was not quite the same. After, it really was. And a lot of that came down to the Biden administration. It came down to what was happening with COVID. And I hope, what I really hope, is right now that we're shifting backwards. We're going back to what we had in Trump's first term when I think Christianity was a little bit more popular. This shift, going back to Jimmy Kimmel, is very important, and it points, I think, to one reason why elections are so important. You hear a lot of people out there who are very cynical talking about how, oh, there's the uniparty. Elections don't matter. The question I have for them is, do you really think that Jimmy Kimmel would be saying this if Kamala Harris was president right now? He would not. Let's be honest about this. He would not. You know, I wish it weren't this way. I don't think it should be this way. However, the president does set the tone for the culture in America. That's just a reality, because everybody looks at who won the election and there's a thought process of, oh, that's how the majority of Americans are thinking. Therefore, if the president does something, people intuitively think, oh, that must be what the majority of Americans believe in. And so if there is a Christian president that has conservative ideals, that is going to change the culture. Again, I wish it weren't so. I don't think the president should have that much power over the culture of America. I think they should just be this figure that kind of does their thing. But that's not how it is. Now, again, going back to ABC and Jimmy Kimmel, even though ABC is airing Jimmy Kimmel again, does not mean he's going to be on all the local affiliate channels, which I think is a good thing because I think accountability is important. Sinclair, which is a huge media company that hosts local ABC affiliates, announced that they would not have his show play anymore. You also have Nexstar, which is another huge media company. They said the same thing. This is from Nexstar. According to CNBC, they made a statement. They said, "We have made a decision last week to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live following what ABC referred to as Mr. Kimmel's ill-timed and insensitive comments at a critical time in our national discourse. We stand by that decision, pending assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve." Then they said, "In the meantime, we note that Jimmy Kimmel Live will be available nationwide on multiple Disney-owned streaming products, while our stations will focus on continuing to produce local news and other programming relevant to their respective markets." So there are consequences for saying horrible things, and there should be. That is not anti-free speech, like leftists and Democrats are saying right now. These are public companies. Sinclair is a public company that have a responsibility to their shareholders to maximize their profits, but also to protect themselves and actually produce a good quality product for the people who watch. Again, I don't know how many people are really watching the local affiliates, but some do. You know, people who are 65 plus, probably more than my generation. And so if they don't want to support Jimmy Kimmel saying horrible things, they can do that. That's not anti-free speech. That is pro-consequences and pro-accountability, which we should all be for. Now, Trump, for his part, has been brutal on ABC. Very, very straightforward. He said he's going to sue them again, probably for defamation. He said this in a True Social post. He said, quote, "I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers let Jimmy Kimmel rot in his bad rating." So there's no love for Jimmy Kimmel or ABC from Trump. Democrats in bad faith are saying that this is anti-free speech as well. It is not. This is also not anti-free speech. It is pro-accountability. Because if Jimmy Kimmel defamed Trump, he's going to lose the lawsuit. And defamation is illegal. So that would be justice served. Now, if he does not lose, if Trump loses, then he gets to stay on air and he doesn't have to pay any money. So it turns out words have consequences. The justice system does work it out. That is true for this show that I'm doing. I could be sued for defamation at any point. That's not anti-free speech. That's the law. It's also true for Jimmy Kimmel's show. That doesn't make Trump anti-free speech. If he thinks that he can win a defamation suit, I think he should go for it. Don't support streaming services that hate your guts. Support streaming services that are conservative, like We The Free. We The Free is a fantastic streaming service that has pro-Second Amendment content as well as political commentary shows and movies like mine. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. We have truly shocking news that just came out of the House Judiciary Committee. It's confirmed, guys, that YouTube colluded with the Biden admin to censor conservative voices. As someone who's been on YouTube for a while now, who's conservative, who is, again, there during the Biden administration, I'm not that surprised. It's not that surprising. But I think it is shocking to see the evidence and admission from Google, because Google straight up says it. This is not me just saying things or the House Judiciary Committee saying things. We actually have a video from the YouTube CEO as well as documents from the House. We're going to show both of those. Here's the official document from the House of their findings. At the top, if you're just listening, it says Google admits censorship under Biden, promises to end bans of YouTube accounts of thousands of Americans censored for political speech. Out of Washington, D.C. today, thanks to the oversight of Chairman Jim Jordan, fantastic, by the way, Google commits to offer all creators previously kicked off YouTube due to political speech violations on topics such as COVID-19 and elections an opportunity to return to the platform. So essentially, most of the people who were kicked off or had videos taken down were saying things about COVID, or they were talking about the 2020 election. And what YouTube was doing was they were taking their videos down, they were demonetizing them, or in many cases, they were just completely taking their account away. And essentially what YouTube has said is that we're going to reinstate those people. I know the Nelk Boys, who have a huge podcast, just announced that they're getting their stuff back, which is fantastic. And again, these are people who didn't necessarily, like the Nelk Boys are a good example. The Nelk Boys are not particularly political. Like that's not what they do. They just like interviewing people. They have opinions, obviously. And so clearly, I haven't watched all their stuff. They had people on who had opinions about COVID that didn't go in line with Fauci. And they had opinions about 2020, but these were not the opinions of the Nelk Boys. And yet they were censored. And so what you had was there were just, like, truly, there was no dialogue allowed. It wasn't like, oh, I made this huge documentary about how COVID came from so-and-so place and is doing this in this huge conspiracy. I still think it would be wrong to censor that, but that's not what it was. It was like people just talking, people having a dialogue, not allowed. That's how bad it was. Google also admitted, this is according to the House Judiciary form and what they actually admitted to, there are 5 points. They admitted that the Biden administration pressured Google to censor Americans and remove content that did not violate YouTube's policies. So that's important. Obviously, YouTube, because they're a private company, they're a publicly traded company, but they're private in terms of not a government company. They can have any policy that they want and remove video because of it. And it sucks, but that is their prerogative. But the Biden administration pressured them to do things that were not part of their policy. And so what they were doing is they were adjudicating things differently. Leftists were able to say some things, conservatives couldn't say those same things. Number two, the Biden admin censorship pressure was unacceptable and wrong. So YouTube is fully admitting that what the Biden administration did was not right. Three, public debate should never come at the expense of relying authorities. Obviously true. It doesn't matter if there are experts out there. We can still have a dialogue. Four, the company will never use third-party fact checkers. Fantastic. Because you never know where those fact checkers are coming from. They can be Russia, China, they can be leftists, they can be all kinds of affiliated groups. Five, and finally, Europe's censorship laws target American companies and threaten American speech, including the removal of lawful content. And what that means simply is that Europe does not have free speech laws that we do here. You've heard a ton in the UK right now, people are being arrested for things they tweet. Well, what was happening is the UK is exerting pressure on YouTube, which then bleeds over into America, and we have different laws here. I think the laws in the UK are ridiculous. I think they're horrible. But at the end of the day, that's that. That's their problem. That's not our problem. If they want to be totalitarian, horrible leftists over there, that's their problem. I don't want that over here. And YouTube is openly saying that's fair enough. So this is a huge win. Just since we're keeping score, by the way, Meta, which obviously includes Instagram and Facebook, YouTube and TikTok have all admitted at this point to anti-conservative bias because of the Biden admin. Not on their own, because the Biden admin told them to. You'll remember that Biden specifically went to Meta, went to Zuckerberg and said, you need to, and it was through the FBI, and said, hey, you cannot let them run the Hunter Biden stuff. And so they suppressed that right before the election. If you want to talk about free speech infringements or election interference, that is ground zero, ladies and gentlemen. And the leftists do not want to talk about that. What they want to talk about is Jimmy Kimmel being taken off the air for 3 days. But they don't want to talk about the fact that the largest tech companies in the world were not allowing conservatives to talk. And again, these are some conservatives I don't even like. Like, these are people who are talking about wacko stuff that I don't agree with. But that does not mean they get to be taken off these sites. That is not acceptable. And I would never condone that if it was a leftist being taken off the sites either. Here is the CEO of YouTube talking about how she was actively working with the Biden admin to curb any speech that went against what Fauci was saying during COVID.
When it comes to vaccines, vaccine hesitancy, videos that cause a public health risk, where do you want to see YouTube do better?
Well, first of all, we've taken responsibility very seriously. It's been one of my top priorities. And with regard to COVID, and with regard to vaccines, that has been a top priority for us. And we have a number of different ways that we address that. So first of all, we want to make sure that if there's information that violates our policies, we came up with 10 different policies around COVID, then if that's a violation of policies, then that's something that we'll remove. We removed over 1 million videos associated with COVID.
Have you talked to the Biden administration at all about vaccine hesitancy or vaccine misinformation?
Well, we did an event actually with the Biden administration, including President Biden himself, with a number of creators, Fauci as well.
I wonder if there's anything that you see in, you know, the way that anti-vaxxers behave on the platform, if there are any data or insights there that could be helpful to people understanding where they're coming from.
I mean, we try to understand what are the different ways that we can break through. So we talked about in this campaign that we did about getting back to the things that you love. So what we really tried to do was get not just from the experts, but also people that were not experts, but who were explaining, like, why did they take the vaccine? Why?
So not only did they remove millions of videos they also propagandized with Biden and Fauci, but we were told, you'll remember, by the experts that this was all a conspiracy. Not happening. This wasn't really happening. Trump was the one that was against free speech. Unbelievable. YouTube released an entire update on their policy moving forward. Here's what it says. It's very good. I mean, this is really, really good news. They say the company terminated channels. They're openly admitting it. The company terminated channels for repeatedly violating its community guidelines on election integrity content through 2023 and COVID-19 content through 2024. Today, YouTube's community guidelines allow for a wider range of content regarding COVID and elections integrity, reflecting the company's commitment to free expression. YouTube will provide an opportunity for all creators to rejoin the platform if the company terminated their channels for repeated violations of COVID and elections integrity policies that are no longer in effect. Fantastic. They continue and finish by saying YouTube values conservative voices. This is very direct. I mean, this is not something we've seen from a tech company. YouTube values conservative voices on its platform and recognizes that these creators have extensive reach and play an important role in civic discourse. The company recognizes these creators are among those shaping today's online consumption, landing must-watch interviews, giving viewers the chance to hear directly from politicians, celebrities, business leaders, and more. That's true. I hope, I pray to God that those are true words and not hollow, because what they say in there is all true. I am weary on this happening, you know, after all that's happened over the last few years, but I am also hopeful, and I think we should be hopeful, and I think we should take the win. I think conservatives should look at this as a win. They should treat it as such, and again, this would never have happened if Trump had not been in office. Do not mistake this. If Kamala Harris had won, YouTube would have no incentive to do this. They would not. So again, there are cultural and actual organizational within private companies, not within the public sphere, the actual changes that happen because of who is elected president. So it's not just what Trump is doing. And the reason why I'm harping on this is because there are some saying that the Trump administration has been a failure and that, you know, what they're doing, oh, you know, it would be no different if Kamala Harris was in. That is not true. It is simply not true. This would not have happened. Conservatives need to look at this as a win. Now, it is incumbent now on all of us to watch YouTube like a hawk and make sure they actually do what they say they will do. The progressive left is a cult. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy stories. Go check it out right now. It is on Amazon. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.